Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. If you happen to be headed to the KMOT Ag Expo at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds in Minot in the next day and a half, make sure to stop by and say hi. We are located in Sunrich Sunflower Hall at booth number 541. State lawmakers were called into a special session last week, primarily to disperse nearly $199 million in federal rural health care funding authorized through the One Big Beautiful Bill last summer. This is the first-year allocation in the five-year initiative. Application for grants related to four strategic initiatives: strengthening and stabilizing the rural health workforce, making North Dakota healthy again with preventative care and healthy eating, bringing high-quality healthcare closer to home, and connecting technology, data, and providing for a stronger North Dakota will be available soon on the North Dakota Department of Health's Human Services website. A smattering of other bills were also considered over the three-day session. One clarified the process that officials must use to apply the primary residence property tax credit that is approved during the regular session last year. The legislation that passed in both chambers last week assures that the $1,600 credit is applied after the early bird discount to ensure that eligible property owners realize the full credit value. School lunch funding was a hotly debated topic. Lawmakers considered two related bills last week. One would have expanded the legislation passed in 2025 that provides free or reduced school lunches to families at up to 225% of the federal poverty level to 300%, excuse me. The bill failed in the House. A separate bill that nearly mirrored the ballot proposal, but would have begun in the fall 2026 instead of the following year and placed the language in the statute, not the Constitution, failed in the Senate last week as well. Giving Hearts Day is right around the corner on February 12th. That's a Thursday, folks. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation will be a participating charity in the annual Day of Giving. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization that was established in 2008 to fulfill important beef-related promotion, research, scholarship, leadership, building, and disaster relief objectives, and to leave a legacy for future generations. Giving Hearts Day gifts can be made anytime through February 12th. For more information, visit www.ndstockman.org/foundation. Also, in foundation-related news, the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is bolstering its scholarship offering for 2026. At its quarterly meeting in November of 2025, the foundation's board of directors voted to increase the value of its six scholarships and add two new ones for a total of 12 scholarships to be distributed this year. The application deadline for those scholarships is March 1st. Downloadable and fillable application forms can be found at www.ndstockman.org. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.